This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
In the Arab world, one of the unique things is that people have developed a habit over centuries of sending salat and salam on every occasion. So, to the extent that they, when someone forgets something, they say, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, and family members tell one another, salli ala nabi, salli ala nabi, that say salat and salam, maybe you'll remember. And when someone wishes to plead clemency, someone wants another person to be lenient and be a bit forgiving and tolerant, they soften their heart by reminding them of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, for instance, if two people are trading and one's demanding an exorbitant price, the other one will normally say very eloquently and humbly, Salli ala nabi, salli ala nabi, that send salat and salam upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. By reminding the other person of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there's hope that their heart is softened and they may relent and be a bit more considerate. Unfortunately, it doesn't always work. I remember my own story. I was with one of the fellow ulama who, we were both visiting an Arab country. In fact, we visited more than one Arab country at the time. And on this particular leg of the journey, we were in a taxi. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on him. He passed away just a few months ago. May Allah forgive him and elevate his rank. He was extremely ill and he passed away. So we were traveling and we were in a taxi. There was a traffic jam. And, well, not exactly a traffic jam, but traffic was slow. And the police were using that as an occasion to harass the taxi drivers. So the taxi driver stopped and he said to us, oh, pray for us, pray for me. They're harassing me again. And so the police officer told him to pull down the window and said, papers. So I was in the passenger seat, the front passenger seat, so he gave him the papers. And then he started picking out floors. And this is right in the middle of the road. So he's holding up cars behind and everyone's beeping and horning. So he's casually going through the papers. And he must have pointed out, oh, this is invalid, this is that. It's just, so the driver, he then, it's a whole ritual. It's expected. So he opened his glove compartment and took out a wad of notes. And then he gave him some notes as a bribe. But he wouldn't let him go. He demanded more. So the driver was reluctant. He gave him a bit more and he demanded even more. So the driver then, like I said, it's a habit. He said to him, Salli ala nabi. He's telling the officer, pleading to him with this particular motion that Salli ala nabi, Salli ala nabi. So I looked at the officer and he looked away. The officer didn't look at him, he looked away and very loudly he said, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, Ahli Muhammad. So he's reciting salat and salam and demanding more and more money. So it doesn't always work, but there's a tradition, Salli ala nabi, Salli ala nabi. In fact, in some of the Arab countries, for those of you who visited some of the Arab countries, you will have noticed that after Adhan, they normally have a long Salat and Salam. So, La ilaha illallah, when the Adhan ends, and then the Mu'adhin actually recites loudly, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, and they recite salat and salam. Do you know who actually started this practice of salat and salam loudly from the manair, meaning from the minarets, after Adhan? This practice was started by Salahuddin al-Ayyubi, rahimahullah. He's the one who actually instated this practice. So it remained quite common, and it still is in some parts of the Arab world. But what I wish to mention is that salat and salam is part of the vocabulary of a Muslim. And this tradition has remained strong in many parts of the Muslim and Arab world. And there's a reason for this, because of this verse of the Holy Quran and all of these virtues mentioned in the hadith.